Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
I hear you.
That's what's up.
Damn Lakers ain't going nowhere.
Just give me my $50, so we ain't gonna worry about that.
I thought the bet was that the Pacers are a better record than the Lakers, brother.
No, motherfucker. The bet was you said they weren't gonna make it to the playoffs. We can archive the show.
But I thought it was that Pacers was gonna have a better record than them. But I take that because it's two Lakers fans. I'm glad they're paying shit that they're not going to make it no. I'm glad they're paying shit they got their ass out the playoffs right now. I have no problem with it. You have nobody to cheer for unless you're going with Oklahoma.
Hell no, I'm going with the Heat.
Well, they ain't going to make it either.
Shit, you must not be watching the game.
40-49 right now. I'm watching it right now.
Don't worry about it, bro. We're going to get it. We're going to get it in.
Let's see, Mother Nature. All right, man. Let's jump into the topic, dog.
All right, well, check this out, man. Now, this is what was told. This is what was said. Motherfucker spoke to a woman. Hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker has a work uniform on and everything. And the motherfucker, before anything else could be said, let me just tell you right now, real bitches don't fuck with nine to fivers. And walk the fuck away.
Damn.
I guess.
Well, that's why you don't want no bitch. You want a lady.
Now. And I'm glad you brought that up. Because that was my response. But you know what?
Okay.
You're right. A bitch wouldn't.
I guess great minds think alike, because that's exactly what I would have told them.
Yes, they do.
That's kind of messed up for supposed to be a female to think like that, though.
But now, and here's the thing. Not a bad-looking woman. Nice-looking woman. But this is my thing. And Mother Nature, you know, I'm going to use this word, but I think this is the way I'm about to use it. I think you're going to agree with me. Bitches fuck it up for ladies.
Yeah.
It does.
Bitches really fuck it up for ladies. I mean, you could have said, I got a man, or, you know, hey, I'd rather you said you wasn't interested, but... A real bitch don't fuck with a 9 to 5er? Really?
But it didn't even make any sense what she said because, I mean, to me it's like, first of all, you're calling yourself a bitch, one. Two, it's making like you don't want to deal with a man at work.
Exactly.
But on Mother Nature, I hear females all the time calling each other bitches, though.
I don't refer to myself that way, nor do I refer to my friends that way, nor do they refer to me that way. So.
I mean, that one right there took me. I'm like, damn. Real bitch, don't fuck with 9 to 5ers. Wow.
I'm like, shit, I work 3-11.
Fuck
what you talking about.
Seriously,
I work
2 to 10.
Fuck you.
I work 2 to 10 now.
And you know, it really didn't dawn on me because actually I do work 4 to 2:30. So, bitch, you ain't talking to me.
Exactly. What's up, Janine? What's happening, Janine?
Hello.
What's going on, baby?
Nothing much.
All right, Janine, I got to ask you. Do real bitches fuck with 9-to-5ers? I mean, this is what I was told. You know what, before I ask that, let me just say, I was told a real bitch don't fuck with 9-to-5ers.
Who do they fuck with?
Like
people
don't
that don't have jobs?
I guess.
That's what I said. It sounds like you want somebody that ain't working.
I'm assuming they trying to fuck with the ballers or, you know, the motherfuckers who got that guap. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, basketball players or something of that nature.
That's still a job. It may not be, even if you're talking about people in financial districts, all those people work. You know what I'm saying? They ain't just making money, not doing nothing.
Then she must mean the baller then.
Hey, she
motherfucker
said
that just sells drugs.
It's got to work too.
But the thing that got me is that she said, and for anybody that's listening, I'm not sitting here. I'm calling her a bitch now because this is what she referred herself as. A real bitch don't fuck with 9-to-5ers.
Unless she talking about guys that just got regular jobs. I don't know.
Yeah, she don't fuck with guys that got regular jobs. Like you know, a bitch with a guy with a regular job, you don't even fit it. You don't even fit her criteria because you got a regular job because she's a real bitch.
Well, that don't make sense because even if you got a regular job, then you might as well, you shouldn't say 9-to-5ers. Then you should say somebody who made under a certain amount or something. You might
so
as
she
well
must have pearls. So did she have pearls and a big ass diamond ring on?
Get this
for stilettos. I'm just, you know, what's this? Did she look like she was supposed to be rich?
No, nah, I ain't gonna say she looked like she was supposed to be rich. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie and say that she wasn't. She wasn't a nice looking woman. She was. She was a very nice looking woman. I ain't gonna even sit there. I mean, granted, I'm gonna call her a bitch because that's what she said she was. But all bullshit aside, she was a nice looking woman. I mean, she looked like she could have been mixed, you know, Spanish or something. I don't know, man. I mean, borderline, I'm gonna tell y'all. All bullshit aside, you take away the nasty attitude. From a 1 to 10, she probably was a 12.
Okay.
Damn. Nice.
This bad motherfucker. I'm not gonna take that away from her. I'm not gonna take that away from her. She was a bad motherfucker. But God damn, I mean, you know, to just like, oh, a real bitch don't fuck with 9-to-5ers. I'm like,
that's
bogus. Where the fuck do this concept come from?
It's fucked up that she called herself a bitch.
All right, hold on.
She's saying she about her money. That's basically saying you about your money. You ain't trying to be with nobody unless you got some money. You might as well just say that.
Okay. All right, we got Butter on the line with us. Butter, what's happening?
That's a bunch. How y'all doing tonight?
Hello.
All right, Butter, we gonna get right into this.
Okay.
I was told today that a real bitch don't fuck with a 9-to-5er.
What?
Hey, a real bitch don't fuck with a 9-to-5. If you a real bitch, you don't fuck with no motherfucker that's working a 9-to-5 type job.
Well, a motherfucker that's working a 9-to-5 type job don't need a bitch.
Well said.
Right.
That was well said. And now me and Wick, we both, me and him haven't said anything to each other today, but my whole idea was like, yeah, you're right. A real bitch, a real bitch ain't gonna talk to a 9-to-5. A lady would, but a bitch, no.
Right.
So, all right, that's my thing. But I'm trying to, I mean, because I don't want to come off like I'm bashing women. I don't want to come off like I'm women bashing. But
I mean, it's women out here that
I'm trying to get the women input on it.
It's women out here that, you know what I'm saying, they call themselves the bottom bitch, the, you know what I'm saying, that bitch, you know what I'm saying, but not everybody consider that, they self that.
Okay. All right. With that being said, I mean, because I don't want to stray away from the topic too long, but I just
hold on before you ask your next question. I think Sunshine had a comment. She pushed one.
I don't have a comment just yet. I want to hear what you were going to say.
Okay.
Hold that thought one more time. Hold that thought one more time. We got a new caller to the
damn,
show,
man.
We got a new caller to the show, man. Caller, what's happening?
I ain't no new caller. That's Selena.
Don't fight with me. Besides, don't even fight with me. I am new.
Hey,
you always going to use my real name?
You always use your real name.
I wasn't today. Thank you.
I sent you that picture.
Yeah, that was a hot mess.
I sent you that picture, Selena.
What picture?
Didn't you ask for a picture?
No, I told you to post that on my wall.
I did.
Today. Oh, okay. Good. The topic, too?
You're welcome.
Not just the picture. I was going to say thank you.
Not the topic. You said just the picture, right?
No, I did not. You ain't even see picture on this when I sent it. I said, can you post this on the wall? On my wall. It's okay. Y'all don't pay me no man. It's fine. It's okay.
You know we love you, baby. You know we love you. All right. Not Selena, let me ask you, baby. I was told today, real bitch don't fuck with a 9-to-5.
Well, I'm like, whoever said it, bitches will not fuck with a nigga doing a 9-to-5, but a woman will. I don't like niggas that's hustling and about to go to jail, might go to jail.
Right. What if you get caught up with it? Then what you gonna do?
That'll never happen. Whoever know me know if I get caught, I'm telling on everybody. That's why they don't fucking do no that around me.
Personally, I'm just saying, that type of woman, if she rolling with him, she get caught up, when he get caught up, what's she going to do then?
She a dummy, because, he wouldn't
do
it for her.
Exactly.
I always play by the rules, so I ain't never been worried about that. I ain't waiting on nobody in jail and all that shit. That's stupid. Who said that, though? You said she was fine, Zach?
Yeah, I mean, I can't even knock it. I can't even knock it and say she wasn't. She was fine in the motherfucker. I ain't gonna sit here and lie and say she wasn't.
That goes to show you, though, some of the finest people will say something to make them look like some of the ugliest or ignorant people in the world.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. I feel you. We got my man Waylo on the line. Waylo, what's up, dog?
What's good with it?
Chilling. All right. Now, check it out, Waylo. Hey, man. Okay. All right, now, check this out, Waylo. I was told today, man, a real bitch don't fuck with a 9-to-5.
Fuck wrong with her?
You say what?
What the fuck wrong with her?
Hey, man, that's what I was told. Bitch said, hey, before you even say anything, real bitches don't fuck with 9-to-5.
Well, shit, real niggas don't fuck with bitches, so...
Let me ask you a question, man. How old do you think she was? How old did she look like she was? 20s, 30s?
You know what? She looked like she could have been late 20s, early 30s.
That's the problem right there.
She must have been one of those chicks that be spoiled.
Oh, I know. And like I said, I mean, yeah, I'm going to refer to her tonight as bitch because I don't know her name, and that's what she said. I'm not going to lie. The bitch looked good. I'm not going to take that away from her. The bitch was fine. I'm not taking that from her. I'm not disputing it. The bitch looked good. But, hey, right, hold on. We got a new caller.
It's Trent. Caller, what's that? Yeah.
Hello.
Hello?
I just want to make sure everybody heard that, right?
No.
What the hell was that? I don't know. They hung up. I mean, I don't know. You hung up on them or they hung up?
They hung up.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, hey, I mean, this is what it is. Is somebody washing dishes?
What?
Is somebody washing dishes?
I did just turn the water on for a second, but I'm hearing something else that's just like a little bit, I can't really hear y'all. So. What is that noise?
So I'm trying to take it in the groceries again.
What?
No, it is not. No, it is not.
What do you
mean,
Sunshine?
My fault. I thought you taking in the groceries again.
No.
No, that's way low ass. That's way low, probably in a damn studio or something.
Yeah, that's exactly who it was.
Mm-hmm.
He went to a different room.
I'm outside smoking a cigarette.
Oh, well, see, damn, way low. See, there you go. Still in Texas, man?
Hell yeah, I ain't gonna be here. I'm gonna be out here till the 8th.
Oh, okay.
Can you bring me that ashtray? And that light?
From Texas?
You want
an ashtray from Texas?
Tell me, for so like.
I forgot I was on the phone.
Father Tom.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you put
me
on mute for a second so I can run my water so for a second?
Gotcha.
Who
don't
want to
wear an
ashtray?
I asked
somebody. For an ashtray. Let's see. That's
you
want who?
An ashtray
from Texas? Nah, I was asking somebody for an ashtray. Don't do that.
All right, so now. So pretty much, we all in agreement that this bitch is crazy.
Yeah, she's ignorant.
That was wrong with her.
But she
keep messing with them boys, she ain't gonna be looking too good too much longer. They gonna let that ass out. I'm chasing them.
She young, man. That's how them young girls.
No, because I'm in my early 30s. I'm in my early 30s, and I don't think that's it.
Well, I'm saying she can't be younger than that. You know, that's how them young girls think.
Yeah, not all of them.
You ain't going to get nowhere with me with that attitude.
Hell nah. Because a husband don't want to fuck with me because by the time they say the gin guilty, I'm going to be out the fucking door. Straight the hell up. Ain't no commissary and all that goofy shit. That's dumb.
So you won't kick it with a hustler at all?
Yeah, I'll kick it with him. I mean, ain't nothing kicking with him. I wouldn't be serious right now, today. Hell no. No. I've been there and done that as a kid. Shit, before I
started having kids. Yeah, I'm about to say lightning about to strike you right in your ass right now.
Yeah, hey, just still. No, that's why I don't be fucking with Ken City. It's always some bullshit.
I'm just man.
He's
I'm
a reformed customer. You don't do that stuff no more.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's a reverend. You know he's going to be a reverend.
What church?
Ain't no more drinking and stuff. Yeah, I think he's going to be a reverend.
Wait a minute. Didn't y'all just post a motherfucking 3/5 on the on Facebook?
He putting up damn 3/5. That was him. That was, we was having a community.
Oh, that was the reverend.
Thou shalt not drink ever again.
Wait a minute, hold on.
No, I'm just playing, man. Lord, I'm playing.
I'm about to say, what congregation finna follow Reverend Baby Leg?
You know what congregation don't follow Reverend Baby Leg? A pack of whores.
that ass.
Right. A bunch of heathen.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what I think about when you say baby legs? That dude off of Don't Be a Menace to South Central.
Yeah, that's where he got that shit from.
That's where he got it
that's
from?
That's where he got it from.
Oh, okay. What, he look like him?
That thing look like a baby leg. That's what he
came
from.
About some other shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying that's where it came from. That's where he got it
from. Oh, okay.
He a little touch. Yeah, I'm like. But is the girl online who said that shit?
Nah, I mean, damn. I mean, if she wouldn't even talk to me, you think she really gonna give me her number?
She ain't one of those independent chicks that always talk about the independent and shit. She must not follow that creed.
No,
she ain't independent if all she kicking with his ballers. She wants
exactly.
them to take care of her.
There ain't too many damn ballers out here. Hey, them ballers running around here with these damn STDs. Good luck with that shit.
Damn.
I'm just saying what I see. I'm just saying.
What you say at?
No, I'm just saying. You know, ballers usually fuck with all the little girls that's giving it to the next baller. So, I mean, shit, trust me. If she got that baller, she gonna need a couple months. Yup.
Fuck you, clear your phone for?
Nah, because I'm looking at my son. Watch. Who did that? What? I missed it.
Say she packing heat and not talking about a gun, huh?
Right.
Pretty much. Good luck with that. Then she's going to be wondering why she ain't had no kids all these years. Mm. Go to the doctor.
You know what? I'm bullshit, you know. Hold on, man. Maybe this is just me, but I don't know the last time I heard about a nigga getting burnt. The last time, I mean, damn. You and your
shit, there's some new shit out here.
Niggas ain't getting burnt no more. With some new niggas ain't getting burnt no more. They just melting.
Right.
They get melted.
Shit, this 2012. Motherfuckers ain't getting burnt no more.
Right,
that
close. That
last. I swear to God.
It's probably a new term, man. They got a new term for that shit.
Okay, now you
shit that we ain't up on.
Hold on, boy. Hey, okay, you get a motherfucker our age and you tell me where you going, man. I got to go to the clinic. What? You still got to go to the clinic? No, come on. Well, where you been?
That's gross as hell.
Somewhere you weren't supposed to be.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, man. Let's do a song. I'm going to dedicate this song to old girl that told you real bitches only fuck, don't fuck with my fuckers from 9 to 5. This is dedicated to her.
You play Dance for Me by Beyonce.
Wonder why they call you bitch. 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 Look here, Miss Dang, hate to salt your game, but you's a money younger woman and you need to change. In the locker room, all the homies do is laugh. High five, cause another nigga played your ass. It was said you was easy, even easy. Sipping around for what you need. So it's your thing and you can shake it how you wanna. Give it up free or make your money on the corner. But don't be bad, play the game. Get mad at change, then you wonder why these motherfuckers call your name. Still looking for a way out, and that's okay. I can see you when it stray is a way out. Keep your mind on your money and roll in school. And as the years pass by, you can show them fruits. But you ain't trying to hear me cause you're stuck. You're heading for the bathroom, about to get tossed up. Still looking for a rich man, you dug a ditch. Got your legs up trying to get rich. I love you like a sister, but you need to switch. And that's why they called you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. 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 Betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. You leave your kids with your mama cause you're heading for the club. In the skin tight mini skirt looking for some love. Got the legs wide open while you're sitting at the bar. Talking to some nigga about his car. I guess he said he had a Lexus. What's next? You're heading to his car for some sex.
pass by, can't hold back tears inside. Cause Lord knows, for years I tried, and all the other people on my block hate your guts. Then you wonder why they stare and call you slut, like your mind don't understand. You don't have to kill your dreams, plot schemes on a man. Keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. Either a nigga wear a rubber or we die smoking. I'm hearing rumors, so you need to switch. And niggas wouldn't call you, bitch. I betcha. You wonder why they call you, bitch. You wonder why they call you, bitch. I betcha. You wonder why they call you, bitch. You wonder why they call you, bitch. I betcha. I wonder why they call you, bitch. You wonder why they call you, bitch. I betcha. You wonder why they call you, bitch. You wonder why they call you, bitch. I guess time's getting hard, even harder for you. Cause hey now, got a baby on the way now. More money from the county, and thanks to the welfare. You about to get your hair done. You got a dinner date, can't be late. Trick or treat, sweet thing, got another trick to me. The way he did it, it was smooth. Plotting while he gaming you. So baby, beat the rules. I should have seen it in the first case. The worst case, I should have never called you back in the first place. I remember back in high school, baby, you was fast, straight sex. When you move your ass. But now things change, cause you don't look the same. Let the ghetto get the best of your baby, that's the same. Called HIV, and now you're about to be deceased. And finally be at peace. So where your niggas at now? Cause everybody left, they stepped and left you on your own. See, I loved you like a sister, but you died too quick. And that's why we called you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why we call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why we call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch.
Dear Mr. Lord Sucker, you keep stressing me.
Really?
Fucking with a motherfucker mind. I figured you wanted to know, you know, why we call them hoes, bitch. Maybe this might help you understand. It ain't personal.
No.
Strictly business, baby.
Strictly business. So if you wonder why we call you, bitch, you wonder why we call you, bitch. If you wonder why we call you, bitch, you wonder why we call you, bitch.
Hi, baby. Why don't you come in the computer room with me right quick? Let me show you something.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, this is your Facebook page, right?
Yeah, what's doing on my Facebook page?
Don't ask me what the fuck I'm doing on your Facebook page. Who the fuck is Jeff?
What?
Who the fuck is Jeff? Who the fuck is this motherfucker sending you pictures and all these messages on your Facebook page? See, bitch, this is why I don't fuck with you no more. Because your dumb ass, your ass on here.
Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever got called up while having a conversation with somebody on MySpace, Facebook, or Twitter? Then come on over to sincity.crew.com, where you can talk to whoever you want, and you can say whatever you want, without having to deal with the bullshit from MySpace. That's Sin City. That's Fruit with a Z. .com.
I'm fucking your friend, bitch.
I knew it. That's why I'm on Facebook, motherfucker. Wait a minute. Oh, I'm the hell no. I'm about to whoop this bitch ass up,
SanCity.Fruit.com, you don't have those problems.
Hell no. And she was a dumbass bitch about 10 times. You dumbass bitch. See, that's why I don't fuck with you, you dumbass bitch.
Was that
dumb,
called?
A dumb and stupid bitch about 10 times. Damn. All right, y'all, check this out. Me and my man was talking off air. We had a little debate going. Y'all tell me what y'all think. Okay, this lady, she's a track coach. I don't know if y'all heard this story or not, but she's a track coach. One of her runners didn't have a date for the prom, so she said she would go with him only if he bring up his English grade. Now, there's ain't nothing funny going on. You know what I'm saying? Her husband was cool with it, and the kid's parents was cool with it. Now, how y'all feel about it? I don't think there's nothing wrong with it because it was, you know, it was something positive. Wasn't nothing shady going on. Now, my man Kyle say that the teacher went over the line. She crossed the line.
I think so, too, because if it was a man, it would have been a whole hell. It would have been all hell.
Yeah, everybody got the same opinion that he got. Nobody don't think it was no wrong. She helping the kid out. He promised to work on his grades. He didn't have a date for the prom.
Okay.
I mean,
she should have got one of her little nieces or little cousins or somebody.
Right.
What
she look like? What she look like?
She was a 41-year-old white woman.
That don't mean she didn't look like she was a 41.
Actually, she's married to the dude that found Nike. His son is married to her. He didn't have a problem with it.
That's going to be another Mary Kate, whatever her name was. You're going to leave her husband for that little boy.
Wow.
My baby wouldn't go, damn it. I'd be his date. She wouldn't be taking my damn baby to no damn prom.
There you go.
Hell no. Because these women funding these little boys, too.
But everybody know ain't nothing shady going on.
You don't know that.
That little boy,
she says
about her.
I mean, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
He should have his dress up anyway.
What are you expecting?
Right. He run the track. His grades was probably been up any goddamn way.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's thinking ass shouldn't win anyway.
Right.
He went up just
because I don't care who you take it to the prom. I don't care if she's the ugliest chick in the world. After the prom, he's going to try to get some ass. I don't give a fuck who it is.
Exactly. And she's going to let him finger her old ass.
Shit, he might be messing around anyway.
That's like Mary Kay Letourneau. That's her damn name. Over there, tutoring that little boy, doing it to him. Did they cut me off?
Oh, y'all wrong. It was for a good cause.
What about that damn principal? If you say good cause again,
it was for a good cause.
If you say good cause,
good cause my ass. I had one of my students when I used to drive to school bus. One of my students asked me, could he take me to the prom because he didn't have a date. And I laughed at his ass because I thought he was being funny. Ain't no way in the hell a grown-ass woman or a grown-ass man should be taking somebody else's child to the prom.
Exactly.
Even if that child's parents was cool with it.
Then their parents should be reported to DCF.
They probably
got to
get rid of the little fucker.
Would you let a grown-ass man take your daughter to the prom?
Hello. Right.
If I know in my heart that ain't nothing shady going on, it's for a good cause, then yes, I would.
You lying.
Hell no. You a liar.
I told my baby.
You a liar.
Did I not say that earlier?
You wouldn't let nobody take your mama to the prom. So I'm not supposed to take nobody. What the
hell? You a liar.
Look. It's for a good cause. The kid didn't have a date. He promised
well,
to get his grades up.
Get him a tutor if you care
his
about his grades.
His parents was cool
with
it.
He got cousins
cool
and
with
stuff,
it.
I'm sure.
No. No,
okay, but
a
see,
good
now, the,
cause would have been her dad to somebody that's age appropriate to take
right.
him to the bar.
Exactly.
Yeah, good cause with her getting him a tutor. That's what the good fucking cause would be.
Exactly. And he wouldn't have been going to no prom anyway if his damn grades been down all year. You just want to get him up to go to the prom. That's suspect anyway.
Mm-mm.
He's hitting that little, he's hitting that old woman. Sit down some damn well.
So let me guess. All y'all think she should have been fired, right?
Mm-hmm.
She got
fired.
For it.
She just wouldn't be going to my damn baby. She wouldn't be going with him.
No, the school
fired.
Fired her.
Good.
Yeah, she got fired.
Good. Great.
Yeah, she should have known better.
Because, see, next week after the prom, she'd have been on the news talking about she's pregnant about a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
Hell no. He could sit her stinking ass down,
know,
and he could, too.
And you know, his friends asked him, hey, man, did you hit that?
No, yeah, no, I hit that.
Right.
Oh, even
no,
if he didn't.
Wait a minute, hold on. It's not that. His whole goal is to try to hit it. That's going to be his whole goal. I'm going to try to do this tonight.
Exactly.
He been to slip that old woman song.
Slip her a little drink.
No, that's what y'all got it wrong. She gonna slip herself something.
Well, either way it goes, somebody slipping and undressing. See,
thank you.
Hey, damn right.
It was my baby.
Y'all just don't get it.
It's a good cause.
I hear what you're saying, but it don't make sense.
Exactly.
How come it don't make sense?
Quit trying to make people mad with a good cause. Because it's
the same reason why you was quiet when she asked you what would you do if a man wanted to take your daughter. That's the same reason why.
I answered the question.
And how long did it take you to answer the question?
I told my man earlier.
I bet you took a shot first.
Right.
You know what?
Fuck all y'all.
Fuck you too.
Yeah, man. Some folks can't handle the truth. Some
His parents cool with it. Her husband cool with it.
And they the dumbest motherfuckers, you know, ain't they?
Right. And you know what? That's why he's down in England, because his parents making wrong decisions and shit. If they'd been that secure and worrying about his damn English class, he'd have been all right.
They would
have
got
Hold
him a
student
when they first found out he was fucking up.
I'm going to need you to hurry up,
please,
so you can get your bed.
Y'all just don't get it.
Well, you know,
I
it's too
it
much stuff
idea.
Going on in the world, so you need to protect your child as much as
especially,
you can.
Especially, and this is what I don't understand, Father Time. How is it that all of us don't get it, but you're the only one to get it?
As always.
I don't understand.
Because it was once again, it was a good cause.
So, I don't care about no cause.
All she did was help out a student. The teachers do that shit all the time.
She should have, no. She didn't help him. She helped herself. She probably didn't go to her prom. Because if anything, she should have got him a tutor.
Mm-hmm. And what grade he in?
He's a senior.
Oh, hell no. He's a grown, he's a man. Mm. Nah. He's a man. They probably screwing already, just trying to put the family on. Hell no.
Exactly.
Oh, my.
He got grown man parts, honey. You think he's not thinking about touching that woman?
So y'all think just because she's older and he's younger, it's got to be something to it.
It ain't even got to be that.
Ain't nobody
see
that turn into their heart.
She's a female. Shit. Right. Is she a damn teacher?
She married. Her husband didn't have a problem with it.
That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. He probably got
remember?
He got him a cheerleader. He fucking, so he ain't thinking about her fucking that little whatever
exactly.
it is.
Exactly. And don't forget about that woman who ended up going to jail and marrying him and had two kids and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband was fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
I beat her ass.
What about the?
I'm gonna take my baby to prom. I'd have stolen on her ass. Not
you
my
feel
baby.
Me?
What about that lady that was
horny old ass?
Bitch, I'm gonna report your ass. Then I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Right.
Y'all hear about that lady that was the principal down south that would always have all the kids at her house, and she ended up giving her daughter's boyfriend a blowjob or some shit, and he went back and was telling all his friends.
That's different, though. That's different.
What?
Cause they didn't go
to the
prom.
That's totally different.
Oh, my.
So how's that different?
That's totally different. That's totally different. This was for a good cause.
That was for a good cause too. She needed to work her job, and he needed to bust.
Exactly.
Right. If that's the case, that was a preventative method. She kept him from getting blue balls. So
right.
And you know what? And I was a teacher's aide for years, and I didn't want to take not near one of them on a prom or a damn field trip. So I don't feel none of that.
Y'all wrong for that.
I wouldn't take him to the principal's office, let alone a damn prom. Hell,
I didn't want to take the motherfuckers home, and I was a bus driver. Shit, get
your ass off. Right. You want to hit reverse and run their ass over. Badass.
Y'all on something tonight, man.
Ain't nobody on nothing. When you on your good cause, get on out of here.
What's a good cause? I don't have no problems with good. As long as it's for a good cause, I'm going to support it. I ain't got no problem with that.
Good. You just as nutty as her then. How about that?
So when your daughter get caught, well, I can't say when she get caught. I'm not going to even put that on you. But if your daughter get caught in the bedroom getting hit, getting oral sex, and she tell you this is for biology, what? This is for biology. This is for chemistry. We have to work out.
Right. So close the door and say, baby,
we
got to
learn.
Okay, well, make sure you get an A.
We got to learn her body parts and the sex.
Make sure you get an
right.
A, sweetheart.
Right.
That's my mother's grown. I can't stop her.
What?
She's studying the.
She's grown now. I can't stop her. If that's what she want to do, I mean, shit, what can I do? I can't do nothing about it.
Okay, say it's a couple of years back and she wasn't grown. Then what?
He's
17. He ain't grown.
If the parents are cool with it, man.
Y'all know as well as I do. Shit, at 13, these little kids be having grown man parts. Come on, now. That boy ain't thinking about not hitting that damn teacher.
Because when my little boy woke up, the first time he woke up with a hard on, I screamed like, oh, my God.
Okay. I mean, my baby called me his teacher. He heard every time he see Jada Pinkett. Shit.
That's okay, baby, long as it wasn't Will.
Okay, thank you.
Good call. Yeah, you quiet now. Good call.
Hey, I thought it was a good call, so I would support him. That's just me.
Nutty.
Y'all don't see things the way I see things.
Now,
that's
see,
all.
If she would have just said, if she would have just said amongst, like, you know, like say they were having a dinner and both the families are sitting and gathering and she said, I would take you to the prom, and then everybody laughed, then that would be funny, cute. But she took that motherfucker. So
I'm like, you can take them to the prom if you can beat it to the door. If you can beat it to the front door, you can take my baby to the prom.
Right.
That's the deal.
Right.
But if everybody was okay with it,
everybody ain't okay with it. Just the dummies that was involved. So
right, but they was okay with it.
Okay. So that's just like saying, okay,
you're not convincing us, Father Time. Let it go.
I'm me and you are teachers at Westside High School, and we go in the we go in teachers lounge and roll a blunt and smoke it.
Right.
It was okay between me and you, but when the principal come and walks in and seeing us smoking, then what?
He asked to hit it.
What you gonna call a good cause?
This for a good cause.
I know when I was working,
right.
There was plenty of students screwing the teachers.
I'm not saying that's right. Teachers shouldn't be having sex with the kids. I believe that.
Shit, and when I was in school, teachers were trying to have sex with kids. I know one in particular that tried to screw me on a regular.
Who?
I know a couple of teachers I was trying to give it to.
Now, the million-dollar question is, did you give him some?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Did you think about it?
I mean, honestly, you know what I'm saying? I was pregnant my senior year. So this man tells me he wanted to be my sugar daddy. He would pay for everything that I ever desired. He'd keep my hair done, my nails done. He would pay for my abortion, all this.
You know what? Because at that point, you're young.
I was young. I was on, you know what
right.
I'm saying? I was.
You don't want shit, but gym shoes and motherfucking your hair done.
You know?
I could not believe it, though.
Like, you know, if it was a nigga, you know what I'm saying, a couple of years older than me, out in the street, you know what I'm saying, that I would have probably done it. But this was a teacher. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that I talked to, like, are you serious? He wasn't my teacher, but I could not believe.
Can I say something about that? Now, I'm not down with the teacher-student having sex,
but the teacher's a man first.
Okay. You sound a little...
You know what? It's a like straight jacket. Don't know what y'all talking about. How about that?
I'm sorry I didn't hear that.
I said it's a straight jacket somewhere with your damn name on it.
I'm not crazy.
Lord. I ain't say you wasn't. You said it.
No, but I'm just saying. I mean, that shit is wrong. I totally disagree with that. I think all the motherfuckers should be shot.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you say you're what, 17?
I was 16.
And how old do you think the teacher was?
I know he had to be like late. He had to be in his 40s. I mean, he looked like he was in his 50s, but I want to say he might have been in his 40s. But
40 and 17. I mean, that's wrong on all levels.
He like basically was nonstop. I mean, of course, I took advantage of certain things, like but what is it called? The little snack thing after school, the snack shop, and I wouldn't have to get pay no money, and I'd get whatever I want to eat. But I didn't accept any of his. He even came up to my job.
Why you didn't report him?
Because I don't know. My mind didn't tell me to.
She was getting free perks. She ain't gonna report that she getting free perks.
I mean, really, my mind didn't tell me to. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I was young.
Just like that 17-year-old boy wasn't gonna report the fact that he
that girl. Bitch. Right. He ain't gonna tell that lady took him to a hotel, told him she gonna pay for it if he let her suck him down. No.
Right.
And the only reason them little girls, all these little girls keep telling now is because the old motherfucker didn't stop paying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, let's be realistic. These motherfuckers, well, how long has this been going on? 2 years? 3 years? You just not telling. Yeah, this motherfucker stopped paying my money. Stop giving me my money, so I'm
telling.
Right.
Well, I think that's some bad shit, but I'm scared to say something on the show now.
Don't be scared. Oh,
don't
be scared.
Don't say something for a good cause.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, motherfucker, hey, man, well, I'm going to, I just said, well, since she didn't have a date, and I'm going to go on and take her, man. And, I'll just come and call you and see how you feel about it.
Father, fuck you, man. Your possum face, motherfucker.
It's on.
Just say, I can't hear you. Come over here. Let's talk face to face.
Right, let's talk face to face.
Straight up. Because I know I worked with a guy. I seen the guy who used to be a substitute. He said, you was a bad little girl at your school. You know what I'm saying? But I thought you was always fine. You know what I'm saying? What you to do if I tried to holler at you? I said, I'll spit on your ass. And I really don't think you attracted that. That's fucking disgusting. Why would you even tell me some shit like that? And I always say he looked, look at little girls funny and shit, and I'm never really wrong about people. That's why I don't deal with them. And his stinking ass said, I said, I spit on your ass, I reported your ass, and I'd have my daddy come beat your ass. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
That was the end of that.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised that you would actually just say, yeah, you would be willing to let your daughter go there. I'm really surprised.
He's lying.
He really lying. He lying to himself.
No, now, hold on, y'all. Normally, we actually had this conversation way before the show started. And I mean, with hearing everything that's been said tonight, would you still do it?
Yep.
If it was for a good cause, man. If I can recognize that this dude is not going to do nothing to hurt my daughter. Let me answer. If I feel in my heart that this guy's not going to do nothing to my daughter, I know this dude personally. You know what I'm saying?
They didn't know that.
That's even worse. Hell no.
Yeah, they did. His parents came out and defended the teacher.
Look here, bro. I'm going to tell you something.
Consider her a surrogate mother to their son. That's the parents talking.
I'm going to tell you something right now, dog. if it ain't you or the rest of the crew, motherfucker, don't you get your motherfucker. Nigga, don't even think. Don't even think about saying nothing else to my daughter.
That's crazy.
Bro, I don't give a fuck if you the teacher or what. Don't say shit to my daughter. Lost your fucking mind.
Right.
Well, I'm just telling you what the story was.
I understand that, but for you to be like, dude, I trust it. I'm feeling like right now, I'm about the only motherfucker you should be trusting with your daughter. Just like you about the only motherfucker I'm gonna be trusting with mine. I ain't gonna trust no motherfucking teacher. You crazy as fuck.
Okay. Pervert.
How about this? If I was a teacher, you wouldn't let her go to the prom with me.
What?
I said, if I was a teacher, you wouldn't let her go to the prom with me.
With you?
I don't know you like that, bro.
That was a good call.
You said
no,
what?
No, I don't know you like that, though. I got to know you.
Yeah, but I'm the teacher.
I got to
know you.
No,
I
got to know you and trust you. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I got to know you personally.
Okay, not saying nothing about y'all, but them be the ones that get you, the ones that you trust. And no, not saying, you know what I'm saying, y'all too, but I'm saying, these days are the people that you trust, you know what I'm saying, the people that's in the circle. Ain't the strangers fucking with these little kids and stuff. It be the ones that they putting their trust in. You know what I'm saying? Hell nah. Ain't no teacher got no business going to the damn prom with no kid. Like one of them said before, as a teacher, she should have been going around asking other kids, you know, finding somebody for that little boy to go to the prom with, not putting herself in a position to even, now she's fired for what, and then still didn't get to the prom.
Option them off or something.
I bet you she got that dick, though.
She just wants to dress up that night. She been got the dick. She just want to dress up now.
She just wanted to go out with him. Exactly. She wanted to read the B out later than usual with him. That's what it was. That's the night when your curfew was forgiven.
Right. I can't take him to the club, but shit, I can go to his prom.
Exactly.
Okay, let's back up for a second. I'm going against everything I talked about earlier, dog. I'm about to go against it.
Good.
What do you mean it's the people that you trust?
I mean, no, I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying y'all per se. I'm just saying these days, you know, these little kids is getting hurt by the people, you know, these little play cousins and uncles and people you let babysit and all this shit. I'm not saying y'all too. I'm just saying.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, it ain't even the strangers no more. It's these people that y'all, you know, people babysit and the babysitters and all that shit. That's why I don't do daycares and all that.
And she is so right, because one of my friends was in a similar situation. She was a bus driver. She was dating one of the students on the bus, and it was for a good cause. His parents knew, but they said it kept him focused and made him want to go to school and get his work done and get good grades. That was the good cause. He graduated from high school. They got married. He went to the military. He got out the military and got drunk one night, and he raped her daughter.
See?
Now, they have two kids together, but she had five kids that were not his. And he raped her daughter.
Been having his eye on that little girl for years. Nasty motherfucker. See? That's
exactly.
What I'm seeing.
That's
and that's
a,
just like my friend. He has a book out, getting a little bit off the subject, but he has a book out now, and I read a little part of the book, and the shit that he has in there is like, wow, I would have never thought. I mean, he dropped names. This dude, there's so many guys in there that I went to school with, like, you mean Tim didn't help this boy down fucking this dude? You know, I didn't went to elementary all the way up through high school with him, and the person, like he said, I don't even think I would have been raped. The first person who ever raped him was his damn biological father.
Then from then on, he was just gay. And the dudes we went to school with, you know, the hard dudes, the, you know what I'm saying, the ladies' men or whatever you want to call it, you know, he dropped names. And he like, shit, they used to, you know, I used to be walking out the door. Either if I didn't come to them, you know what I'm saying, they'll catch me some kind of way. And I'm like, damn, you know, but to look at him and talk to him, you'd be like, damn, you was going through all that shit.
Hey, what's the name?
Like,
hey, hold on. What's the name of that book?
Eyes Without a Face.
Yeah, I got to find that.
Daniel L. Holloway, yeah. It's a must. I only wanted to read a few pages because the name is dropping. I kind of, you know, the people that I know he grew up and I'm like, wow, you know, some couple of them was my cousins, boyfriends, couple of them, you know, whatever. But I'm just looking like, wow. And they did it. I know they did. That's why they threatened him on Facebook and all that shit. Because like you said, I don't care. I'm just trying to let people know what it was.
Yeah,
but I'm saying to be the people closest to you. You know.
And you know, for
well, you
the
know
most
what?
Part, you're right. I understand what you're saying. I mean, that's why I say it's a select few in my life that I would actually, you know what I'm saying? That's just like, you know, you win. What did you ask me? Do you walk with my daughter? I'd ask you the same thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I look at it like this, man. I can count the motherfuckers I trust around my daughter on one hand.
Exactly.
Flat out.
And them teachers wouldn't be none of them.
Probably
man.
Not, but.
Them teachers
exactly.
wouldn't be none of them. See, I'm sorry.
Y'all know about half the shit that went on at Westside? Shit.
Well,
yeah.
Of course,
up.
It's Westside. What do you expect?
Westside,
well, your school wasn't open long enough to know nothing, so we're not going to
know. Them motherfuckers were some sick individuals, too. Them some sick ass people that was there, too. You can sit there and talk that shit all you want, hit that button all you want. But, hey, man, them teachers was. Them schools was full of corrupt ass teachers. Westside, Horseman,
yeah.
Work.
Yeah,
Rose
they are.
Man, them motherfuckers was just corrupt, dog. Them was some corrupt ass teachers, dog. Men and women.
Not at Horseman. The teachers at Horseman cared about the students, bro.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
Oh,
come
shit.
On, man.
They
like,
cared about the
students.
They was fucking shit.
Yeah. You talking about some real shit, man. Them was some corrupt-ass teachers. Hell, I say it, in the Gary School District, them was some corrupt-ass teachers from every fucking school. No, man, them motherfuckers don't.
From the principal on down.
Oh, we used to be in the pool. We get out that pool. Man, I call her name out. Miss Todd would be here. Man, Miss Todd come in that motherfucking boy's locker room like it wasn't shit.
Miss
like,
Todd.
Now, you know what? You know what? Hold on, hold on. Real talk. Todd used to watch real motherfucking talk. She used to watch them up when they used to undress, because I never dressed for dance. I had Miss Brown ass. Ain't no way in the hell you finna teach me how to swim from a wheelchair. It's not going down like that.
Hey, I don't think nobody related to it, but hey. Dude, man, that motherfucker did not care about coming in that damn locker room.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she was looking for y'all, though. Not the way she used to look at them girls when they used to be in, unless she was just greedy and wanted it all. I don't know. But she
man,
was watching them girls like they was deserved.
Yeah. Miss Todd, shit, boy, you get out that motherfucking yo shit. You got them trunks on, they clinging to your nuts real good, and she can see every inch. Shit, Miss Todd be like, come here, let me talk to you. Miss Todd, I'm not even in your class. What do you want?
Shit, that was Coach Brown too.
Oh yeah, God, Coach Brown's a motherfucker.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Shit. Dr.
Love.
He tried to get everything moved.
did you have seen his wife?
Shit, she was hitting everything moving at Robinson. You know what? Let us quit.
Okay.
What teacher from Tolleson? I went to Tolleson. What teacher y'all talking about?
Miss Love.
The lady that looked like one of them little Chinese people with the white face paint on and the red lips. And she wore a hat and a bun all the damn time.
A geisha. She looked like a geisha.
Yep. That be her.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm real sick.
I don't know. It's a long time ago for me. Tolleson, all I remember is Mr. Hayes. Was he Tolleson?
He was gay.
But he was Tolleson, though, right?
Yeah.
Nah, he was at Tolleson. He was at Westside, too.
No, I think we're talking about two different Mr. Hayes.
Short and black.
Real skinny. Wow, with
I had a
glasses. About Mr. Hayes, he let it be known that he was gay. He didn't make no bones about it.
No, he didn't.
That's
a long
one. He was definitely out of the closet. You talking about Mr. Miyagi. I know who you talking about. Nah, not Mr. Biagi. Will was Mr. Hayes. And then he pounded you, he'll jump up on his tiptoes and knock the shit out you.
Nah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, they got rid of his motherfucking ass.
That's funny.
Hey. Come on and get your SWAT. What? What the fuck? Hell no.
That was him all day. That was him all day. Hey, we got a new caller, man. Caller, what's happening?
Hi, how are you guys?
What up?
How you doing? Who this?
This is Selena. My phone went out.
She's actually gonna get back on here. So hey, hi, hello, you guys. Like she ain't been on this motherfucker for the past hour.
You make me drop that D word on you, here.
What? Don't make me whoop your ass, girl.
You say one more thing, I'm gonna hit you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my charger went out. I thought I hit the wrong charger on my phone.
I'm in Indiana getting this ass whooped.
Good.
What I missed?
I got a question.
A what?
Somebody say, how come people don't, why must people, fuck, I can't understand what the fuck they typing. Why must people act the way they act, treat the people the way they, fuck it. I can't even understand what the fuck they saying. Fuck it.
Skip that shit. Nick.
That shit's crazy. Now, okay, here's one.
Hello?
She said she had to delete a stupid, disrespectful man. But she in a picture with booty shorts and shit on. I'm not feeling it. How is he disrespecting you? If you got on, if you dress like that, someone, he sent her a derogatory message. But look at your picture. What do you expect?
She wanted it. She wanted her attention. She doesn't want his attention. That was.
I would say just not easy.
Next. Tell her be easy. Tell her she ain't special. She ain't the first or the last. Chill out.
I don't know, boy. These women be dressing like a motherfucker, boy. Especially these goddamn kids.
I
Oh, I'm so glad I got a boy.
Half the fucking school had on booty shorts. I took my daughter to school 2 days ago. Half the fucking school got on booty shorts. How the fuck they let them come to school dressed like that?
That's why they should be in uniforms.
That's why they can't get them damn ASVAB test scores up.
Oh, they getting them up. Here you go, the answers right here. Just bend over again.
Well, not up here.
Dude, I'm serious as hell. I'm serious as a motherfucker, dude. Everybody at the fucking school had on them tight-ass, booty-ass shorts, man. I'm like, don't y'all have a dress code in this motherfucker?
I know
people let their kids, you know, dress the way they want to dress, but come on.
Some of them don't, and they still find a way to get changed clothes.
These little girls be having more titties than a little bit. I'm like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my cousin's stepdaughter, she got something. Hey, auntie, I'm like, who the hell is you? She said, it's me. I said, all I see is titties. You need to come on. My mama said. That's why you don't come over here. You know, I shut it down.
Lord.
Yeah,
that shit is crazy to me. There's no way I would let my no fucking no. If I heard she was dressed like that, I'll sneak up to the school. Cause you know your kids leave the crib dressed the way they dress the way you want them to dress, but you don't know what the fuck they doing at school, man. They changing clothes and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I fuck the motherfucker up.
Damn, what's up with
these? My little cousin had a whole wardrobe in her damn locker.
See what I'm saying?
She told me to go up to the school and check on her one up there and, you know, talk to her teachers and stuff like that. She wanted to get her jacket out of her damn locker and a shitload of clothes fell out of there. Booty shorts, halter tops and shit. I took all that shit and put it in the bag.
I'd have had a belt for her ass.
That's what you're supposed to do, dog.
I took it to her mama.
Mm-hmm.
Should have whooped her ass first.
Oh, no, I'll put my ass on another kid. I don't want that problem.
Fuck the kid up.
Yeah, I think you should have whooped the ass. Any of my friends could beat the shit out of my daughter.
No, I got everything else, bro.
If they caught her doing wrong, whoop her ass and then bring her to me so she can get another ass whooping.
Mm-hmm. I got heavy hands, man. I couldn't do it.
Shit, fuck that. If you catch her ass out there doing something she ain't supposed to do, fuck her up. And then I'm going to fuck her up.
That's what's wrong with these kids. These parents don't be putting no fear in their heart. I'm 32, and my mama's little and short as hell, and I'm still scared to death for that little woman.
I'm scared of mine, too. I feel bad. I don't even cuss around my mother.
Me neither. I did one day, but she had to remind me, although this was my house, but, you know.
Yeah, I remember those backhands. I'm scared of those backhands.
Yeah.
She might be old, but you can still swing a good backhand.
Mm-hmm.
My mama put you in a chokehold. Your goddamn big ass titty will be smothering the shit out of your ass. You can't breathe. She's ripping your ass. Choking you at the same time.
Oh, mama, I can't breathe. No.
I can't breathe, mama.
That's the point, you little motherfucker.
Yeah, choking my mother and getting your ass whooped at the same time.
Now
that was funny.
Hey, who remember this? When you about to get your ass whooped, your mama grabbed your arm. Was that only motherfucker that ran around in circles?
Oh, hell no.
Could have been the only motherfucker that did that shit. Try to tie her ass out.
I used to pray to Jesus. Shit. That was worse. Hell,
my mama wouldn't touch
it.
My mama wouldn't
like
your ass sitting down eating dinner or some shit in the tub or in the bed sleep. They say, you know, you're in the bed sleep.
Yeah, I got
woke up
in time, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it used to be some serious beat downs in my part of the family. Mm-hmm. My mom, man. Man, dude, remember the time we were sitting on the porch, she'd holler out my name? Oh, shit, I'm in trouble, dog.
Yeah, I know it's time to go in the house.
I ain't coming back today.
Right,
yeah, I'm going to be in the house for the rest of the day. Yeah, I see tomorrow, man. This bitch crazy.
How about?
She crazy. Well, call the police for me, man.
You used to try to act tough. That was your problem. You used to always try to act tough. Oh, I'm going to the house. You know you're going to get your ass beat. Just go in the house now. You want to act like you want to be tough. You want to act, oh, I'll take my time and go. Hey, well, that's why you got shit beat out.
Who's going to rush your ass with
you?
Why would you rush your ass
with
you? Right. Yeah, that's what I did. I used to dance right past her. Once I get in that house, I just, I'm dancing.
No, once you in the house, you're trapped.
You can't go nowhere. Where are you going to go? You're going straight upstairs to your room. And
you're
going to motherfucking wrestling poster that's on the wall.
And lay my ass down and don't say shit. Hoping the phone rings, then she get on the phone.
Oh.
And by the time she get on off the phone, hell, I'm asleep. Now, maybe I got a couple of times I got woke up with her ass whooping. A couple of days. But more times than not, all you hear is don't bring your ass back out that room. All right, cool.
Well, I tell you what, I give you one deeper than that, dog. Now I don't know how many people had their grandmamas growing up, but I had mine. All right. The worst thing you can hear, go give me a switch. And hey, you come back in there with some little bitty ass shit. So she's sending you out there again and again and again. Next thing you know, you got a big ass wad of little bitty ass switches.
Oh,
now you couldn't get your ass toe to fuck up.
Nah, you ain't had no ass whooping until you got a whooping. Nope, but you ain't had no ass whooping until you had a whooping with one of them weeping willow damn branches.
Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah, them fuckers don't break.
Try three of them motherfuckers braided up. Oh,
they
yeah.
They don't break.
This is the one right in front of my house.
Yep.
Yeah,
those didn't grow in the project.
Yes.
We didn't have those.
Well, she stayed down the street from the project. She stayed on Sunny Place down the street from where the old Dairy Queen used to be. And she had a damn weeping willow tree in her damn yard. And I did something I ain't had no business. She said, go give me three switches.
Oh,
that
yeah,
motherfucker pulled all the leaves all that, off that shit, braided it up, put a rubber band on each end, and lit my ass up.
Mm. And you know what the bad thing about them? You can't break those when she leaves.
No. No, they just bend.
How about getting your ass
you
over and get caught talking shit?
If you break them, you got to go get some new ones.
No.
Oh my God.
Trees never stop growing, dude. Them motherfuckers still growing.
Yeah, but that's so long.
Same switches.
No
switches. Hell no.
That's so long ass whooping.
No switches.
I ain't just making it worse, man.
I'm sorry. Anybody that prolonged ass whooping is like crazy to me. Get it out.
Yeah, for real. I just want to get it out the way. My brother used to call a fucking family meeting and shit. The fuck
you ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing nothing but pissing off more.
Exactly.
And my mama had me so scared,
everybody.
I ain't even run.
Mm-mm, me
talking about running in the circles, shit. My mama had me so scared, I did not run. I took them ass whooping like a motherfucking champ.
Mm-hmm. And went to leave.
I'm running in circles. I'm getting under the bed if you give me a chance to. Your hands slip, I'm
gone.
That's
one thing I learned that you never do. Don't never get under that bed. I got up under that bed.
Don't
get
that motherfucking bed up like He-Man that beat the brakes off your ass.
Or either you get hit everywhere below you're supposed to get hit at.
Exactly.
Beat all in the face and shit, elbows scarred up. You under the bed.
But you know what, though? You know what? We never reported none of that shit.
Hell no.
Because when we was coming
never
up, it
reported
wasn't
none of that shit.
It wasn't
well,
abuse when we was coming up. It sure wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You
be at school.
And
when a man called the police, they can't come back home. Shit. Right up. If they take your ass away from me, you can't come back here. You don't see what it all is. Right,
I got
real.
The ultimate question. I got the ultimate question for everybody. Everybody said they took them ass whoopings. As soon as you get that first lick, what's the first thing you say?
Please, Jesus, with my daddy, my grandma, anybody
else,
just
back.
No,
that
ain't
right now.
I won't do it no more. I won't do it no more.
I used to be like, I love you, mommy. I love you.
That's the second part.
I won't do it no more.
That's the universal answer. You say that too, but you don't say that first. You say that, but you don't say that first. The first thing you say is, as soon as she hits you, I'm sorry, mama. I'm sorry, mama. I'm sorry. Then you say, I won't do it no more. Then you say some other shit.
They don't have no me. You know that look when you get on your face when you get slapped and your mouth just open and ain't shit coming out?
Right. Mm-hmm. You know what, that dog? I'm sorry. Those things that you said, I didn't do, man. I was just trying not to give her the satisfaction. I said I'm sorry. I never said I'm sorry. Nope.
That's the first thing I said. I'm sorry, mama. I'm going to do it again.
Mm-mm. Because, see, I was a jackass. I was like, okay, I'm going to try to tough it out. And then it gets, you know, and I try to hold the tears back, and, you don't want to cry? So then, that's coming twice as hard. And it's like, but then finally when the tears fall, she knows she hurting me. Like, can't your ass sit down. Now I want to come walking in there with my mouth all poked out. Especially if I get my ass whooped because of my sister or brother. I hate you. What the fuck did you just say, Donnell? Bring your ass back in. Why did I say it that loud?
You hate them all. Well, I'm going to give you a reason to hate them.
Bring your ass to my ass.
Get your ass caught talking about you hate her after the whooping and get your ass stomped.
Hey, The second round, I break down. The second round, that's when I can't even stand up because it's hurting too bad. Because, hey, she hit in that same spot that she just did tore a hole in. And then she goes hit me right back in that spot.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you ever got a whooping and your mama told you not to move? You turn around, she gonna smack you in your balls with that damn belt.
I probably got
your whip.
She whooping your ass and she told you not to move and you done turned around and that belt done wrapped around your leg and they hit you in your balls.
I ain't never get a ball shot.
No,
me too, shit. I was running. I run around in a circle.
Then I caught that ball and shot that leg down. She tore my ass up, boy. She like, now go in there and see your dad. Like, what happened?
She take one to the ball, and then she tell you, I told you not to turn around, didn't I?
Yeah, that's what she did.
Turn around. What you get for turning around. Bet your ass won't turn around next time.
My stepfather worked in the Huntsville State Prison in Texas down here, and he had us belts specially made from the prisoners.
He need his ass whooped because he wasn't right for that.
Yeah, everybody had a belt made, though. Man, she be like, go get your belt. Your belt got your name on it.
Oh, hell no.
I'll be looking at him like, you really brought this shit on, huh? That's what this do. This how you feel about it. You ain't sure.
Exactly.
You ain't sure.
I know it's somebody I can call. I can call somebody. I know it's somebody. Right. This shit ain't right. I can report this to somebody.
Right. Yeah, provide.
Grandma, Dad got a belt with my name on it. That shit ain't right, right? Something wrong with this picture, right, Grandma? I color it with you.
Grandma.
I tried to move with my grandmama 1,000 times. She crazy. She ain't right. You know, hey man, I remember when Red stabbed me in the foot with a knife. He's dumb ass. I got a big ass butcher knife in my foot where he didn't stab me, right? And you know, we done, we young. You know this motherfucker did? He took a roll of toilet tissue, put it up against my foot, and tied it with a sock. And told me to go to sleep. And I went to sleep. Almost fucking bled to death, man. My mama came home. The bed was full of blood. She took me to the hospital. They stitched me up, came back, and beat the living shit out of his ass.
Oh.
Pulled his ass up. She put hands on him. Wasn't no belts. he put hands on him. He took a critical beat down that day. I almost fucking died, man.
Red's
he wouldn't be on the show today.
Red's always took a critical beat down. That wasn't nothing new.
Oh, Bay, man, when she found out he was trying to fuck Bebe, you know Bebe. Oh, man,
everybody,
she lit into his ass, boy.
Everybody tried to fuck Bebe.
I know, but she found out. It was crucial.
She walked right over to Bebe.
He's sitting in Bebe's couch, and she beat his ass right in Bebe's house.
You been telling me you didn't do it? Everybody did.
Yeah, hell no, I didn't fuck with Bebe like that. After what he went through? How you doing, Bebe? That's as far as our conversation went. And I ain't even speak to her half the time, man. I was scared as hell. She fucked his ass up in her crib. He's sitting on the couch, man. She went in there and whooped his ass.
Hey, you know, she tricked me too, dog. She's like, hey, can you come over here and help watch the kids for me while I run to the store? I'm like, yeah, I'll watch her. It's like 11 o'clock. Man, I got to the door, she butt naked.
She here now. She lives in Minnesota now.
Girl, I know. It's the old now, shit.
Yeah, no.
Well,
it's
all
like that, man.
I did it.
Fuck that, man. Stupid shit, man. Man, I ran into the clothesline. Running from the police that night.
What the hell do with you fucking Bebe?
I don't know. It was just something I brought up, motherfucker. I ran into a goddamn clothesline. You remember that black long-ass mark on my neck? Like somebody tried to hang me? Fucking with Big George. You better run. Right. They gonna take you to jail. Ran into a clothesline. They laughed at me. They did, man. The motherfucker, they told me to run. And then they laughed at me when I hit the clothesline. Broke my radio. Broke my fucking radio, man. I never got that radio fixed. It never worked again after that day. But what can you do? All right. Well, we got about 3 minutes. Anybody got something they want to get off their chest?
Zanae, where you at? You've been relatively quiet tonight.
Who you say?
I said you've been quiet tonight.
Oh, you talking to me? I'm tired.
That's awesome.
I didn't know what you said.
You want to repeat it, bro?
I said she's been relatively quiet tonight.
I'm just tired. I'm laying here in my nakedness. As always.
There you go.
Relax me.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait on it, child. Wait on it.
Oh, what?
She must have missed that. She must not be on the phone. She get to moaning right about now when she start hearing shit like that. She start moaning. Yeah, she must not be on the phone. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Janine. You can finish. I'm sorry.
I'm done. I'm just relaxing. Just tired tonight.
Okay. All right, well, let's, what's that, man?
I ain't say nothing. All
right, well, let's do it like we always do. You need any last words for us? Other than you're tired.
It's good listening to all of you. I enjoyed it. I will talk to you all tomorrow.
All right. Waylo and Pedia, you got any last words for us?
Who's your boy?
You might as well say the rest, man.
Law school.
Y'all know the rest.
It's okay. All right. It's okay.
All right. You at the crib, man? Wait, no, you at the crib?
No, I'm still in touch.
Oh, okay. Josh, you got any last words for us?
No, great show as usual.
Thank you. I don't think Bud is back. Mother Nature, you got any last words for us?
Good show. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right, Butters, you back? Okay, you got any last words for us, dog?
Same old shit, sincity.screws.com. Shit, say it with me now. No, we do.
All right, wait a little, one more time, dog. Who's your boy? Keep it going, man. I mean, I can say it for you if you want me to.
Go ahead. That's what I want.
No.
I just filled it into y'all brains now, so everybody know my message.
True that. All right, y'all, thank y'all for calling. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Thank everybody for listening to us on the Internet. Peace, love, and hair grease. We out. My night, 8:30, Central Standard Time.
My nigga, this is Eastern Standard Time.
8:30 Central Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. How about that?
Well, say it all. Say it all.
Damn.
Tired of your shit.